In June 2020, Oklahoma voters decided to expand Medicaid, more than a decade after the Affordable Care Act allowed states to cover more low-income working adults under the federal program. As of July 1st of this year, the expansion is in effect. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney has this update on how Medicaid expansion is going so far in Oklahoma, where state leaders resisted it for years.
July 1st is going to go down in history because Oklahoma becomes the 39th state now to join its colleague states in expanding access to peace of mind.
Yeah. That's Javier Becerra, the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary. He came to Tulsa that day to commemorate the state's expanded Medicaid program. Benefits went into effect for those new members 2 weeks ago. It's been a long time coming. Advocates for expansion have urged officials to open the program to more low-income adults for more than a decade. Voters forced their hand last summer when they approved State Question 802 and placed the policy in the state's constitution. That means the legislature can't reverse it.
I could actually go see a doctor now. I've been in pain for over 5 years. Not being able to see the doctor was terrible. Now I can see a doctor and I can get my teeth fixed. I can go see, get my glasses. Finally, after all this time, I'm going to get help, and I am thankful. Everybody else should get this too, so they can be helped just like me.
That's Gail. She's one of several people who weighed in during the Oklahoma Policy Institute's recent Countdown to Care event. The progressive think tank is based in Tulsa and has been one of Medicaid expansion's top proponents for nearly a decade. Medicaid is a program that uses state and federal funds to cover health insurance. Traditional Medicaid is open to a pretty narrow section of the population, mostly children, then seniors and disabled people. Under the Affordable Care Act, states had the option to open that service to more low-income adults. Under traditional Medicaid, young adults would have to either be pregnant or caretakers to qualify, and caretakers had to earn less than $400 a month. Now, workers in single households can earn up to $27,000 a year, and a family of four about $56,000 a year, and still qualify. Enrollment opened in June, and benefits went into effect in July. State officials estimate about 200,000 Oklahomans now qualify for services since the program expanded. A spokeswoman for the state's Medicaid agency, the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, says they're not quite there yet. Here's Caitlin Burns.
We currently have more than 133,000 individuals who have been approved for benefits through expansion since June 1.
She says a majority of people who have already enrolled are women, nearly two-thirds. The age ranges are pretty evenly distributed, and so are urban and rural members. Although benefits kicked off on July 1st, enrollment didn't close. Oklahomans can still apply online or over the phone. For years, Oklahoma has ranked second to last in the nation for its insured rate. Only Texas had a higher share of people without health insurance. That's changing. Here's Secretary Becerra.
For the more than 500,000 Oklahomans who still have no insurance, there's some good news, because close to 200,000 of you will now have access to it as a result of your vote and the Medicaid expansion that starts today.
There's still work to do. About 65,000 Oklahomans who qualify for Medicaid expansion haven't enrolled. New members will have to learn how to use their benefits. All the while, the state's executive branch is still working on its plan to bring in private insurance companies to administer Medicaid. That plan was nearly finalized, and four companies were given the contracts for $2 billion in Medicaid spending. But then the state Supreme Court ruled the program didn't have proper legislative approval. Governor Kevin Stitt and his administration say they will continue their efforts to bring managed care through private insurance companies to Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.